Our third performer of the day is a terrific 15-year-old pianist from Gaithersburg, Maryland, born in China. Please welcome Zhengji Liu. Zhengji, why don't you tell everybody what you're going to play for us?
I'm going to play the third movement of the Argentina Dances by Alberto Ginastera.
Alberto Ginastera's Danza del Gaucho Rico from his Danzas Argentinas, our pianist, 15-year-old Zhengji Liu from Gaithersburg, Maryland. That is one crazy cowboy, I'll tell you.
I love that
piece, and you do really do a bang-up job on it. It's fantastic playing, just great. Now, Zhengji, I want to talk about this. Normally when we have kids on the show who are second-generation Americans, it's the kids who are a little loose, a little wild, parents who are a little bit more conservative and careful. It's exactly the opposite with you. It's like you and your dad, very, very different. Like how you handle money, for instance. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Well, I consider my father very loose on the spending of money. It's just usually he always says something like, we need this, we need that, so he bought like a refrigerator, a DVD player, which I consider unnecessary. For me, we already had a computer with a DVD drive.
Right.
That makes the DVD player useless.
Yes.
We already had a refrigerator. We don't need another one.
You got to lay down the laws, Angie. how about like when you play cards? You and your dad are bridge players. I mean, does he play different? What's your style like playing cards?
Well, we play on Yahoo a lot of times. I always keep saying how he's too rash. Like once I had his hand. When we actually made a small slab, six spades, I only bid two spades.
Ooh, really? Talk about, keep
also,
playing
there
it
are times
the
at school when, well, usually we play bridge, happens the same, but sometimes you also play Texas Hold'em for fake money.
Yeah.
I always fold.
Always.
Well, unless I have like the best hand possible, like four of a kind, royal flush.
But that means, I mean, then the one time that you don't fold, everybody's going to know that you have the hand from heaven, you know?
Yeah, so they usually fold.
But you gotta mix it up a little bit, you know? Do some faking. Well, there was no faking in that Ginastera, so I guess you're not good at that. But your cautious nature, the fact that you stick with a proven and tried course, has actually helped you with music. Tell everybody why you think most kids give up on music at one point or another.
Well, when you practice a piece, when you start, you have to look at all the notes, all the dynamic changes, and especially when you have chords, it takes a very long time to actually go one measure. And that is like very, very frustrating for many people, even for me. But for me, I have a pretty good endurance, I would say, so I keep on practicing and practicing until I get it right. Mm-hmm. Many people just, when they see it's too hard, mm-hmm. they just give up, they say it's not good, I can't do it.
Right.
So you need to be a bit optimistic.
I really applaud all your efforts and wish you the best of luck with everything. And thank you so much for playing the Ginastera for us.
Thank you.
Thanks for being with us, Zane G. Thank you. Zane G. Liu, 15-year-old pianist from Gaithersburg, Maryland.